Good morning. That large ridge of high pressure, which continues to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England, will start to break down a little bit over the next couple of days. Still, heat and humidity will be on in full force as we will be underneath that ridge, especially in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England, where with mostly sunny skies, temperatures will soar into the mid-90s today with the heat index closer to 100. Most other locations will be in the upper 80s and lower 90s, though with the humidity, you'll feel even hotter than that. And there is the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, primarily closer to the Canadian border in the Champlain Valley, northern Vermont, parts of the Adirondacks, and into the westernmost Mohawk Valley. The rest of the region will be dry. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, with areas of fog back into the 60s to around 70. A stalled-out front will begin to move in our direction tomorrow. It'll break down the ridge a bit more, and there is the risk of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, again primarily in northern New York and New England, as highs again reach to about 90. That front will be overhead on Thursday, with a wave of low pressure riding along it. We'll have a good chance for more of us to see showers and thunderstorms. Some of the thunderstorms on Thursday could produce heavy downpours. It'll remain humid, but temperatures not as hot, with highs close to 80. Behind the front on Friday will dry out with a mix of sun and clouds, lower humidity in the upper 70s, and right now it looks like we'll spend the weekend in the 70s for highs with a mix of sun and clouds, and a wave of low pressure headed our way on Sunday will bring us the chance for showers to round out the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms from the central and southern plains northeastward into the southern upper Great Lakes. In this area, damaging winds, hail, and localized flash flooding are all possible. Flash flood watches have been posted for almost all of Iowa and parts of southern Minnesota, western Wisconsin, and western Illinois. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Grace, located about 1,360 miles east of the Lesser Antilles. Grace is moving toward the west near 20 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue over the next 48 hours. Maximum sustained winds are near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. Grace is forecast to weaken to a tropical depression later today and become a remnant low by tomorrow night. Grace could also degenerate into a tropical wave during the next few days. And Hurricane Linda is expected to remain offshore of the Baja Peninsula of Mexico. Right now, Linda is located 295 miles offshore of the tip of the Baja with 90-mile-per-hour winds. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 55 degrees with a west wind at 54 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy and light snow, and 28 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy and 70 degrees, the dew point 64, 82% relative humidity, a variable wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.98 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Needles, Palm Springs, and Death Valley, all in California, to a low of 19 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 90s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-90s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 92 degrees, the low 66. The average temperature 79, that's 14 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 65 hundredths of an inch for the month, that's 5 hundredths of an inch below normal. And 23.79 inches for the year, which is 3.06 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 14 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 73. That's 50 above normal. And 821 for the year, which is 255 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees. The average low, 55. The record high, 93, set in 1945. And the record low, 34, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 6:27 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:18 p.m., 12 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with highs in the mid-90s. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with areas of fog, lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm today, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with highs in the lower 90s. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with highs in the lower 90s. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with areas of fog, lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid, just an isolated shower or thunderstorm near 90. A good chance of showers and thunderstorms for most everyone on Thursday, otherwise mostly cloudy and humid near 80. A mix of sun and clouds, cooler with lower humidity Friday, upper 70s. Partly sunny Saturday in the mid to upper 70s. And a chance for a shower Sunday and Monday with highs staying in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.